You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Deshaun Gibson, who is listed as homeless. Gibson was booked for a charge of theft. City Police booked a motorist for driving under suspension and speeding. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for cruelty to a juvenile. One arrest reported for domestic abuse with child endangerment and aggravated assault. Another arrest reported for contempt of court. Dixie Inn Police report an arrest for disturbing the peace and resisting by force. Another arrest reported for being a fugitive from the Webster Sheriff's Office. Cotton Valley Police report an arrest on a warrant for simple battery. Another arrest on various outstanding traffic warrants. And a reminder, early voting is underway for the March 25th election. You can cast an early vote between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. today through Saturday at the Webster Parish Courthouse in the Voter Registrar's Office, and today through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Spring Hill Civic Center. Today, partly sunny, high near 59, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Becoming clear overnight, low near 37, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 68, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Increasing clouds Wednesday night, low near 50, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 70% chance of showers Thursday, high 72. 90% chance Thursday night, low 42. And that's the forecast. At the Monday night meeting of the Webster Parish School Board, the meeting started with a presentation by Scott Walker of Taylor & Sons, recognizing the March Employee of the Month, Candace Miller, Special Ed Facilitator. Board members adopted a resolution that identifies completion of continuing learning units by school board members in 2022. The board approved North Webster Junior High to take 200 students from the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades on a field trip to medieval times in Dallas, Texas on April 28th. Departure time is 5 a.m. They'll return around 10 p.m. Also approved students with significant disabilities at Minden and Doyleen High to visit the Panola Orchard and Garden in DeBary, Texas on April 4th. And approved two teachers and one administrator from Webster Junior High to attend the Innovative School Summit, March 30th through April 3rd in Orlando, Florida. The board heard a presentation from district supervisors concerning a calendar for the 2023-24 school year. Two calendars were presented to board members. A calendar committee was formed with board members Margaret Edens, Jonathan Guthrie, and Jerry Lott serving on the committee. It was requested from board members that the two calendars be presented to parish staff to allow them to vote for the calendar of their choice. A vote from board members will come at a later date. Approved expenditures include from the District 6 half-cent maintenance fund, approval to accept a proposal for $3,052.56 for the replacement of ignition board and thermal well in a boiler at Minden High School, or the $3,052.56 for cooling tower gear lube service at Minden High, $2,058.64 to replace the ignition board and thermal well in a boiler at Minden High, also the payment of $7,990.50 for chiller service through April 30th at Minden High, and a proposal for $13,134.98 for two ice machines with installation at Webster Junior High. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $3,500 to pressure wash the visitor bleachers at the North Webster Junior High football stadium. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, $4,260 to replace the HVAC system evaporator coils in the kitchen area at Doyleen. From the Shongaloo Maintenance Fund, the payment of $5,649.96 to replace a 100-gallon water heater at North Webster Lower Elementary. The next scheduled meeting for the school board is Monday, April 3rd in the school board offices. In a recent session of Ward 1 Minden City Court held before Judge Sherb Santel, Sandra Berry was fined $500 plus court costs or 50 days in jail, plus a 30-day suspended sentence for driving under suspension. Timothy Dawson pleaded not guilty to theft and simple battery and will stand trial April 26th. Deshaun Gibson pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault and theft by shoplifting and will stand trial April 26th. Joanne Kemp pleaded not guilty to improperly secured vicious dogs and will stand trial April 26th. Aldravion Taylor was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for resisting an officer and $100 in court cost or 20 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Michael Williams was fined $100 plus court cost for contempt of court. Whitney Henderson was fined $200 plus court costs for disturbing the peace by language. Ira Lee Miller pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial April 26th. And Cynthia Shine was fined $100 plus court costs for contempt of court. In a recent session of Ward 2 Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Melissa Anderson was fined $150 plus court costs or 5 days of community service for driving under suspension. Crystal Gill was sentenced to 15 days suspended plus 1 year probation for theft. Xavier Green was fined $150 plus court costs or 15 days in jail for theft. And numerous traffic offenses were heard, with several cases passed to future court dates. The Village of Dixie Inn meeting is scheduled for today. The meeting starts at 5 o'clock at the Village Hall in Dixie Inn. On the agenda, various departmental reports. We'll hear from Dan Dansby concerning leak protection program for the water system, a resolution to apply to the Webster Police Jury for yearly allotment, allow the mayor to find another fuel company for credit business, and discuss the replacement of Mike Griffith on the Webster Parish Fire Protection District 7 Board with Jim Edwards, who will serve the remainder of the term. The meeting is at 5 o'clock and is open to the public. Tickets are now available for the annual Greater Minden Chamber Awards Gala. The annual membership gala is scheduled for 7 p.m. March 28th at the Minden Civic Center. The highlight of the night, the presentations of the Small Business of the Year Award, along with Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, the Community Partner of the Year, as well as the Man of the Year Award and the Woman of the Year Award. Tickets are $60 per person. Contact the Chamber at 377-4240 for information. Funeral services for Valda Ruth Matthews are scheduled for 11 o'clock Wednesday morning in the Roseneath Chapel with Billy Davis officiating. Burial will be in Social Spring Cemetery in Ringgold, with a visitation scheduled for 10 o'clock Wednesday at Roseneath Chapel prior to the service. Survivors include two daughters, Kay Norrid and Linda Griffin of Ringgold, a sister, two grandchildren, five great-grandchildren. Memorial service for Joe Bill Gamble is scheduled for 3 o'clock Thursday at the VFW Post 2885 on Horseshoe Loop in Doyleen, with Jared Pickett officiating. Survivors include his wife, Angela Gamble of Minden, three daughters, including Crystal Adams of Sibley, two sons, including Donald Robertson of Minden, stepmother, Shirley Gamble of Minden, two sisters, seven grandchildren, and a great-grandson also survives. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. As always on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 32-inch flat-screen smart TV. Call 382-5626. For sale, a 32-inch flat-screen smart TV. 382-5626. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower for $175. 562-0603. That's for sale, a self-propelled walk-behind mower for $175. 562-0603. For sale, a kitchen faucet for $75 at 990-3234. Kitchen faucet for sale, $75, 990-3234. Wanted, a 4x6 dog pen or thereabouts. They're at 423-5029. Wanted, a dog pen, about a 4x6. 423-5029. Coats to give away. Go by the Minden Recreation Center between 7 and 3. They have coats to give away between 7 and 3 at the Minden Rec Center. They have a room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. They're at 639-9340. That's a room for rent, $300 a month, bills paid, and wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. Wanted, a Chevy S10 extended cab at 517-7135. That's wanted, Chevy S10 extended cab at 517-7135. Wanted, some old hay, and they have a mirror for sale for $30 at 268-7681. Wanted, some old hay, and they have for sale a gold mirror asking $30 at 268-7681. For sale, a freezer at 205-4693. They have a freezer for sale. 205-4693. Lost a dog cage on Dorcheat Road. There's a reward offered for its return. A $100 reward is offered at 299-0904. That's lost a dog cage. It was lost on Dorcheat Road. A $100 reward is offered if found. Call 299-0904. For sale, a set of four size 14 chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or Chrysler for $100. Call 265-2081. If no answer, please leave message. That's for sale. Four size 14 chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or Chrysler. They're asking $100. 265-2081. Please leave message if no answer. Wanted, a black electric stove. 510-9441. Wanted, a black electric stove. They're at 510
1-800-400-441.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.